Okay, so you've got a pretty interesting story that led you to music. How'd you get there?
Really just always looking up to musicians and songwriters. And whenever always traveling when I from a young age and kind of longing and missing home and not even really being able to understand what I was missing, I kind of went back to the records that I was played early and really drilled it into my head of that's what I related to.
So, considering that, what was the creative process behind your debut album? How did that come to be? What made you say, "All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a record"?
Well, I was writing songs before I ever thought that I would really be a musician. I was always writing and whether it's poetry or short stories, and just as an outlet and not kind of not realizing that I was writing an album. And then I moved to LA a few years ago and started really studying music. And that's whenever, this album and kind of going for it came about.
How is the lead single off of the new album, I Swear, written? It's kind of got this cool, kind of Carlos Santana, Rob Thomas feel to it at times, but then it kind of morphs into something completely different. So how was that song written? What's the story behind the song?
It's hard to always say. Like I don't ever want to say what the story is behind the song, but it's definitely a song. The lyrics, it's about extremes and extreme feelings of love, revenge, struggle, remorse. It's all in there, and I certainly know that I've been there, and I think most people have those feelings, or everybody has those feelings. And musically, I feel like that's it's kind of you can get away with. I like getting away with dark songwriting through melody, And the guitar playing, I don't overanalyze, I just we cut this album really quickly, and it wasn't on accident, and we cut all the songs very quickly, and it's just basically making sure the nonsense is out of the way and just playing music. And so that was how it felt, and that's how that song feels, and that it translates to the guitar playing on it also.
What was it like to work with Joe Nicolo? He's worked with some amazing acts over the years. So how did it feel to kind of be added to his catalog, so to speak?
Oh man, Joe, honest to God, he's one of the closest people in my life now, and I talk to him every day, and working with him, he's just so cool, and so he just loves music. There's no ego, there's no bullshit. It's just the dude, Joe, loves music, and it's inspiring to be around, and it's fun to be around guys too who want to say yes, who want to, they don't want to be limited. And Joe's certainly all about just getting it done and moving forward and making good music. And he'll be the first person to say when it sucks. But that's the kind of people I want to be around.
What was shooting the video for I Swear like? It just looks like you kind of had a lot of fun during the video. I mean, you're pushing people's faces together, they're kissing, you got women all over you, you kind of got this cool brooding thing going on. What was that like?
Oh man, the video was a trip. Like my friend, I met Michele Civetta, the director, and we had some mutual friends, and we got to talking, and he's done videos for people that I really respect, from Lou Reed to Sean Lennon, and a million people in between. And so when he came on board to do the video, I was really just wanted to trust his vision, and he was came out swinging, and it was fun, man. Like it was a one day shoot, and he pulled it off from the time that I met Michele to the video being shot was less than a week, and so it was flying by the seat of the pants a little bit, and and I love the way it turned out. I think it's cool, and it would be hard to have more fun while shooting, that's for sure.
Bottom line, why do you think someone should buy this album when it comes out?
I think it's an honest album. Well, I know it is an honest album. I think that anyone who feels fatigued by where music is today and what's popular, you know, could probably find a lot to love about this album. And I hope they do. I'm not trying to be obscure, but you know, real music matters, and tangible playing matters to me. Tape matters, you know, vinyl matters. And I think that I'm not alone in feeling that way. So mainly just, it's an honest, good record, and I hope people like it.
We're going to have a little bit of fun now. What's a song on your iPod or your iTunes that you're absolutely embarrassed to admit that you love?
Let's see. Late. Oh man, I'll tell you what. Okay. This isn't a common occurrence, but I will say this. I was walking down West Broadway the other day with my headphones in, and fucking Taylor Swift was on, and I swear to God, I was like 3 minutes into the song before I realized what was really going down. And I think I was walking down to some T-Swift.
So what song was it?
Talking about you made a rebel lover, whatever. Like, oh, how does it go? I don't know. I don't know the name of it. It does. It's not a common occurrence.
I gotcha. Who are some other artists that people, by listening to you, wouldn't guess that you appreciated?
I think, like, my influences are pretty clear. I don't listen to that much shitty music or music that, you know, like, I feel like you're surrounded by that anyway. So my influences, and I really am pretty consistent in what I listen to, but let's say let's do the Stooges, Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't think that right away.
No, not at all. As far as your musical bucket list, what are like one or two things that you really want to get done by the time your musical career is over?
You know, just it would be, you know, I think it's important as a songwriter that people hear your songs. And so, you know, I want to have some sort of level of success where I know what I'm doing is being heard. And I'm not trying to be in arenas. I'm not trying to be famous necessarily. I'm just trying to, it would just be nice to have a core group that appreciates the music and to be able to tour off of that, you know, almost always and consistently. That's what I want.
So kind of like a 311 Pearl Jam or like Fish kind of thing where you're constantly on tour.
That's huge. I mean, I'm talking like, you know, I know guys that I'm listening to now, like, you know, like a Ryan Bingham or who has had a lot of success at, or like a Jason Isbell, or these guys who play great music and they have a real fan base. They're not famous, they're not huge, but it's great tunes. And
gotcha.
As long as it always comes back to that, I think I'll be happy.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about yourself that we haven't discussed, or anything that you want to say about the album?
Yeah, just I hope people check it out, man, and share it with their friends. Play it loud.
All right, man. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I really appreciate it. I'll edit all the rough spots out, all the pauses and stuff. It'll sound silky smooth, and we'll Facebook it, tweet it, Reddit, the whole nine yards, okay?
All right, cool, man. I hope that worked out.
Yeah, man, you were honest. So just like your record. So it was good. It was good stuff.
All right. appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good one. Get some rest.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.